themes that comes quite a number of times in this section is rest. And I just want to, rather than try and cover a number of themes, just to major on this one theme and see how it goes through the Bible. Because rest really is the goal of creation. Genesis chapter 2 and verse 1. This is the climax of the creation account. Thus the heavens and the earth were finished and all their multitude. And on the seventh day God finished the work that he had done, and he rested on the seventh day from all the work that he had done. So God blessed the seventh day and hallowed it, because on it God rested from all the work that he had done in creation. So after the 6 days of creative work, God rests. Not because God is ever tired, but because God is pointing here to the very purpose for which those 6 days of creative work are about. Rest is the purpose and goal of creation. The idea of enjoying God's earth in God's presence is there right at the very beginning. God rests. And yet, as we know very clearly, that rest is ruined by the fall. And instead of enjoying the blessing of God, men and women experience the curse of God. They're expelled from the garden, the place of God's presence. But that idea of rest is never renounced. Men and women are invited to share in God's rest. And the Sabbath is given as a sign, as the covenant sign of rest. Exodus chapter 31 and verse 13. The Lord said to Moses, You yourself are to speak to the Israelites. You shall keep my Sabbaths, for this is a sign between me and you throughout your generations, given in order that you may know that I, the Lord, sanctify you. You shall keep the Sabbath because it is holy for you. Everyone who profanes it shall be put to death. Whoever does any work on it shall be cut off from among the people. For 6 days shall work be done, but the seventh day is a Sabbath of solemn rest, holy to the Lord. Whoever does any work on the Sabbath day shall be put to death. Therefore the Israelites shall keep the Sabbath, observing the Sabbath throughout their generations as a perpetual covenant. It is a sign forever between me and the people of Israel that in 6 days the Lord made heaven and earth, and on the seventh day he rested and was refreshed. So the Sabbath, the final day of the week, is the reminder to Israel that they are to enter into the richness of God's blessing, to rejoice in the blessing of God's world. The Sabbath points back to creation, points back to the very reason for which God created the world. And in so doing, it's also pointing forward to the final destiny to which creation is moving. And as we've seen through Joshua, the promised land becomes the place of rest. We saw that in Joshua chapter 1. Verse 13 says, "The Lord your God is providing you a place of rest and will give you this land." So the Lord is giving his people the land as a place of rest. Rest is the quality of life that the Israelites are meant to enjoy in the promised land. And similarly in Joshua 21 and verse 44. The Lord gave them rest on every side, just as he had sworn to their ancestors. So God brings his people into the land so that they can enjoy his land in his presence. But as we've seen, it was a rest that could only be experienced in covenant faithfulness, as the people lived in obedience to their covenant king. And so Israel is warned that she would only enjoy that quality of life if she continually obeys his commands. But as we've seen from the book of Judges, that rest is ruined. And as we'll see later on, as we work through the Old Testament, that rest seems finally to be lost with the exile, as Israel and then Judah are taken away from the land. Again, the rest is ruined, or appears to be, but it's not renounced. And Isaiah, for one, looks beyond the exile to a new creation. Isaiah 65 and verse 17. Where God says, I am about to create new heavens and a new earth. The former things shall not be remembered or come to mind. But be glad and rejoice forever in what I am creating. For I am about to create Jerusalem as a joy and its people as a delight. I will rejoice in Jerusalem and delight in my people. No more shall the sound of weeping be heard in it, or the cry of distress. No more shall there be in it an infant that lives but a few days, or an old person who does not live out a lifetime. The one who dies at 100 years will be considered a youth, and one who falls short of 100 will be considered accursed. They shall build houses and inhabit them. They shall plant vineyards and eat their fruit. They shall not build and another inhabit. They shall not plant and another eat. For like the days of a tree shall the days of my people be, and my chosen shall long enjoy the work of their hands. They shall not labor in vain or bear children for calamity. Reversing there the curse of Genesis 3, for they shall be the offspring blessed by the Lord and their descendants as well. What Isaiah is giving us here is a picture of comprehensive renewal, a new world in which God's people will enjoy God's blessing under God's rule, and where those who get to the age of 100 will just be considered in their adolescence, those who don't get there will be considered accursed. That is the new world that the Old Testament begins to point forward to beyond the exile. But that rest is found not ultimately in a physical land, but it's found in Christ. These are very familiar words, Matthew chapter 11 and verse 28. Where Jesus says, come to me, all you that are weary and are carrying heavy burdens, and I will give you rest. Take my yoke upon you and learn from me, for I am gentle and humble in heart, and you will find rest for your souls. For my yoke is easy and my burden is light. And the core of that promise, that invitation, is come to me and I will give you rest. Jesus is saying here that he is the fulfillment of all that the Old Testament promised in that promise of rest. I am fulfilling God's promise to give you rest, says Jesus. In me, you will find the very goal of your life and the very goal of creation. And then we need to see, as the New Testament goes on to teach us, that rest is both present and future. And surprise, surprise, Hebrews chapter 4. Jesus says, come to me and I will give you rest now. And Hebrews chapter 4 reflects on what it will mean to enter God's rest. Interestingly, these verses refer back to Genesis 2, the creation, chapter 4 and verse 4. In one place it speaks about the seventh day as follows, and God rested on the seventh day from all his works. And then in verse 5, again in this place it says, they shall not enter my rest. It's quoting Psalm 95, reflecting on the Israelites in the wilderness. God saying, because of their murmuring, because of their rebellion, they will not enter my rest. And so they died in the wilderness without seeing the land that God had promised. But then move on to verse 8. Because here he says that the rest that Joshua enjoyed in the land of Israel was not the ultimate rest that God had planned. For if Joshua had given them rest, God would not speak later about another day. So then a Sabbath rest still remains for the people of God. For those who enter God's rest also cease from their labors as God did from his. Let us therefore make every effort to enter that rest, so that no one may fall through such disobedience as theirs. There is a rest that is still to come. And the book of Hebrews, this is not a trailer for Sunday nights, but the book of Hebrews is constantly pointing us to the future. Jesus is the one who is bringing many sons to glory. We are brothers and sisters who share in a heavenly calling. Our destination as the people of God is not ultimately in this world, but in the world to come, where Christ will reign. And here in chapter 4, that world to come is described as God's rest. And it is a rest that we enter in exactly the same way as the Israelites entered the rest of Canaan. We enter first through believing the promises of God, verse 3. For we who have believed enter that rest. And through obedience, verse 11. Let us therefore make every effort to enter that rest, so that no one may fall through such disobedience as theirs. So the promise of God, giving us his rest, offering us his salvation, and our response, believing his promise and going on through life in faithful obedience until we reach that final destination. Because rest is ultimately found not in retirement, not in the timeshare, but in the new creation, Revelation 21 and verse 1. Then I saw a new heaven and a new earth, For the first heaven and the first earth had passed away, and the sea was no more. And I saw the holy city, the new Jerusalem, coming down out of heaven from God, prepared as a bride adorned for her husband. And I heard a loud voice from the throne saying, See, the home of God is among mortals. He will dwell with them, and they will be his peoples. And God himself will be with them. He will wipe away every tear from their eyes. Death will be no more. Mourning and crying and pain will be no more. For the first things have passed away. So here is the rest for which you and I have been created. The rest which God created the whole world to enjoy. And at the heart of it is the covenant relationship. I will be your God, and you will be my people. God himself will be with them, present with his people, as they enjoy the blessing of living under his rule, enjoying his new world.